Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
You ever start packing and then like in the middle of your packing, you just walk right out the front door? Like it was when you and I were in the UK together. I packed all this stuff, my bag full of like day clothes, and then I walked right out the front door. You remember I had to go to Primark and buy all my clothes at Primark? So I was wearing UK-style skinny jeans.
You sent Jamie to Primark because Bob was like, I'm too good. I'm not going to the Primark. You sent Jamie the assistant.
I was at work. I wasn't sitting back eating bangers and mash and fucking sausage pasties. I was getting ready and begging you for tights, having to literally beg you to give me tights, having to humble myself before you. You made me literally ask and beg. And you said, Bob, say please. You said, get on your knees and then beg. And maybe I'll let you borrow some tights.
No, I said, get on your knees, nigger. That's what I said. Those are my words, bitch.
I was going to say that, but you beat me to it. Anyway.
Bob, I'm very excited to discuss episode 2 of Drag Race UK. And a few things before we start. Number one, do you want to admit your faults in the charades debate? Because everyone was like, Bob is wrong. Monet is fully correct. Literally everyone.
Okay. I want to say out loud that there was someone, I will say this, there was an overwhelming number of people who were agreeing with you. There was one person who saw what I was seeing, and they were like, there was a whole thing on the podcast several times on What's the Tea where RuPaul would play Sheree, because I listened to Ru's podcast back when it was happening, and they were like, oh, this is how it works. So all I'm saying is there was some evidence. The question, will you admit that you did indeed say that was your favorite wig owned, one of your favorite wigs you own?
You're right. You know what? I acknowledge that I did say that. But that's sibling rivalry. This is Watchery, BB. So let's keep to one podcast. BB. You know what I'm saying? BB. Also, another note I have, because bitch, she came locked and loaded. She got her notes today for you. Not for you. It's for everyone last week who's saying that I came in really hot, that I came in like really Mina Thorgy. I want to say to all of y'all, I meant what the fuck I said. Fuck that bitch, okay? And I'm going to double down on it this week again. And what? And also people being like, first, y'all realize Bob and I did Watchery together first. And then I took a little vacation this summer. And then Bob had to deal with Thorgy and her drunkenness. And with Bob, people are coming for you. They're like, why is Bob so mean at Monet smoking weed where he never came for Thorgy being drunk every episode?
Well, I'm going to say it again. And anyone who knows this knows better. If you smoke marijuana on your YouTube page, they can demonetize you. They do not demonetize.
Jeffree Star never got demonetized.
You don't know that. That's an assumption you're making.
He had ads on his video. He was smoking on his videos.
You don't know which videos of his were demonetized. You are assuming. And I'm telling you right now, YouTube does demonetize people for smoking weed on the channels. So I don't give a fuck if you smoke weed. Smoke until you can't even think straight. Smoke until you can't remember whether or not you said that wig is one of your favorite wigs you own 10 seconds after you said it. I don't give a fuck. I support smoking, but what I do not support is having the YouTube
page that I have worked hard to build.
This is not Bob the Drag Queen Purse versus. This is sibling rivalry.
I didn't say you have worked hard. I said I worked hard. You can say you work hard too. Okay. I'm talking about me and my work, honey. So if y'all out there won't let Monet smoke weed on your fucking YouTube page, okay? Let Monet go to your page and smoke all and puff and token pass and half baked and all that shit.
I love how you become a Gullah Gullah Island character when we talk about weed.
Let's come and let's play together in the bright sunny weather. Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, I did not care when they smoking weed. I condone it. When they was smoking weed, I was at her house the other day. She smoked weed. I just sat there like a bitch and took it.
Got high by
proxy.
I was going to smoke, and then I literally went on the balcony. I was like, you know what? I have guests. I'm going to go on the balcony and smoke.
My ass was acting up. I left high. I am one day sober.
And then also really quick, last thing I want to say, and then Bob came to my house. It was Plastique. Bob and I were playing video games, and Bob came, and I was like, Bob.
Wrecked you, bitch, and you got wrecked. Are we not going to – I have video proof. When I tell you – I will always feel so good because y'all can scroll back to the video in the YouTube show when I say, you will never beat me. I dragged this raggedy West Indian weed-smoking bitch across the coast.
Oh, honey. My God. Okay, to all the West Indians, I need y'all to go on all the Bob's pictures and just put palm trees, not snakes. We're gonna put palm trees on your shit. Every comment gonna be
from
palm trees.
You always making fun of me for being country. You always making fun of me for being from the South and being country.
Okay. Anyway, we gotta start the show, Bob.
No, what were you saying? I came to your place and did what?
Oh, Bob came. It was myself, Plastique, and Bob. And then Bob came and I was like, and "Where's
Kim,
Jacob?
Wow, it's the Kim erasure." For me,
I was like, "Where's Jacob? Why did you not bring Jacob to my house? That was very rude." And we wanted to play with Jacob too.
Jacob and I spend time apart. The other day, Jacob went and hung out with some friends over in WeHo. I hung out with you, and I wanted to spend some time with the queens. And I don't think that's weird.
Okay. Oh, I'm just asking.
Jacob. Let's get this episode of Drag Race Uck, as I call it, Drag Race Uck. When Victoria... Okay, Veronica Green and Victoria Scone. These names are hard.
Me too, and I can't with Vanity Milan and Vanity Cristal Versace. They're all so crazy.
Yeah, Crystal Versace. Cool. Something about these names. There's something they kind of anyway. Bitch, yeah. Last week when she did that little slide, I was like something that I remember being like that slide wasn't smooth. She didn't quite slide. She kind of skipped. I was worried about her knee back then.
I didn't think so, but there's something about, like, when you lip sync, you just feel, like, the desperation. You're like, even though you're in the top, you can't, like, go home. You're like, I'm going to do whatever I can to do this thing. And I'm like, girl, it is not worth it. Injuring yourself because now she's in danger of going home.
When you want it bad and you're there, you will do – but you will launch yourself off a building. I also slid. What y'all don't realize is –
You did.
Dance floor is not actually smooth. There are tiles. In between each tile, there is like a little threshold, like a little thing. So I also slid and skipped across that motherfucker too and got my knees cut up. So like to any girl, future girl with Drag Race, don't slide. It is not a slidable stage. Y'all leave it that sliding shit to smooth marble floors. But yeah, I also fell victim to the ridges in the stage on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I think that was the only interesting thing in the fallout. The rest of the fall was pretty boring, in my opinion. Like, not boring. There's nothing, like, crazy happened.
Well, it got spicy when we got to the fucking, the supermarket, the Rupert Market Suite.
Bitch.
RuPaul put her name in anything. RuPaul put her name in any. Rupert Market Suites. Rubaru. Who's driving a Rubaru? Forrester. Yes, Rue. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Going into day one, in the first day, Victoria Green, she is really fagging it up in this cold-ass workroom. She has on booty shorts. She has on a crop top. She has her belly, her belly ring showing. I'm like, damn, girl, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, the way she dresses doesn't seem to – I would not think, based on her personality, that she would dress – I would assume that she would dress like Jackie Cox. But she dressed like Patty. She dressed like Patty. Happy birthday, Patty, by the way. Happy birthday to Patty. I know it's not going to be on his birthday,
Happy birthday, Patty.
But yeah. This bitch dresses like fucking Patty Cash. I was like, what in the East Williamsburg is going on here?
Yeah, it's very that. And then Rupert Market Suite happens, and things go all the way left. I was sitting there like...
Okay, Crystal Versace is acting wild. It's like, Mary, this is not the reading challenge. This is uncalled for. Like, I know. I'm going to give you this because you a fat lesbian bitch. Who else? Veronica Green, old, dusty, about to be dead.
River, you trashy. You trashy as hell with your trashy aesthetic and your trashy outfits.
Your outfits are disgusting. You're poor. I hate poor people. Never be poor near me ever again. Who else? You're kind of Trey, but whatever. Anyway, I'm like, this is...
I know.
She reminds me of those folks. This is you. Remember, I just talked about this on the podcast. Everyone's joking around, and everyone's like, your hat too small. When they be like, that's why your mama dead. Dead as hell.
I think what Crystal's suffering from is a young... you see this a lot with younger queens, right? Like, when they want to really participate in drag culture, and they think how you do that is just being mean and nasty and shady, but it's not coming off as that. It's coming off mean and nasty, but not fun, shady. It's just really down. Like, who was that? Phaedra or Nene? Low down in the gutter. You know the quote. You always say it.
But you call my mama low down in the gutter. But it was just really wild. I was like, this, I was just minding my own business. And I was like, not this random, completely unnecessary fat joke.
It was wild.
Just Mary, I'm glad they addressed it later on. We'll get there as we'll go chronologically speaking. But I was like, and I'm actually really glad that Veronica Scone was like, she was like, oh fuck, Victoria Scone. These names: Veronica, Victoria Scone,
Vanity,
Green, Velocity, Velociraptor Dupree.
I just saw Jurassic Park for the first time yesterday. It is not a great film. Why does everybody? I mean, okay, it's fine. But everyone acts like Jurassic Park is one of the greatest films of all time. It was fine. It was good. It was fine. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So if y'all don't know, Vivian, her, like, when I say her favorite movie is Jurassic Park, it's not just bitch. Like, I love, she has like Jurassic Park tattoos. She buys like Jurassic Park themed stuff. She has Jurassic Park clothes. If we go anywhere and there's like a Jurassic Park thing, it's like, girl. I mean.
Every time Crystal comes into a confessional, like her talking head, I'm like, you beat your face like this every single fucking day. How? Bob, she is in a full drag beat, bitch. She is highlighted, contoured, concealed, shimmered, brows. I'm like, no, I would not. Well, I would not.
People who wear makeup every single day, they really find time. Like, they just find the time. I remember going to Duane Reade and seeing girls in full drag. I'd be like, you're in full drag on the third shift at Duane Reade. Tell you, listen, Duane Reade is like a Walgreens or a CVS or a Tesco's almost even.
Or a Boots. If you're
what's Boots?
Boots is like a Walgreens CVS over in the UK.
Or I said Tesco's.
Tesco's, yeah, kind of, yeah, I guess. Tesco's and has then, more so, food, though. Yeah, they have more food. So now they separate the groups into 4-4-3.
Yeah, which honestly, in big groups, I would rather be in the group with three than be in the group with four.
I would agree
personally.
I would agree.
Like, it's too many cooks in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But by the way, the saying should be too many chefs. Like, there are a lot of places that can work with lots of cooks, but it's about who's in charge. So the saying should just be chefs in the kitchen. But anyway.
Yes, Bob. That's a very good assessment of a very old saying.
Well, it's from my years of working as a cook and with cooks in the kitchen. You know, I used to be a cook at Applebee's.
You were a cook.
Yes, I was a prep cook at Applebee's, and I was an expert.
What is a prep cook
at Applebee's? Prep cook means we're exposing Applebee's. You come in the morning and you basically cook everything that's not protein. You cook it beforehand. So all the sides, the mashed potatoes, the rice, everything is cooked in the morning. And then you heat it up and then they cook the actual meats right there. So the meats are fresh. Well, I mean, back when I worked, they were frozen. But when I worked at Ruby Tuesday never, ever, ever freezes their meat. Anyway.
Really?
But... yeah, Ruby Tuesday, they never freeze their meat. It's always, it's never frozen. But Applebee's will put a fucking hockey puck, a frozen hockey puck. But they cook those fresh and you make the mashed potatoes and the greens and stuff in the morning.
Got it. So they break down the groups and in Teresa's group, she's like, listen, guys, I think we're going to be great. She's like, I don't dance. I can't get physical. I have really bad coordination, but I think we're really going to do a really good job in the challenge. I was like, girl, did you not say that to your group?
She said, I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me show you how we're going to win this week's challenge. Got me, swallow me, drip down the side of me.
I was like, Charissa, keep that information to yourself. What I learned on Drag Race, bitch, fake it till you make it. Like, don't say you can't do anything. Just go, just be like, I feel great. And go in and let the chips fall where they may. Like, what does it serve you to tell everyone that you can't do anything?
But I will say this. Charissa is, I did not, from Meet the Queens, I did not think I would like her this much. Like,
I love her.
She is so funny. And she is horny. Like, Charissa is a horny ass drag queen. I'm like, girl.
Her husband is like 18,000 miles away in Spain. She's over there beating her meat, girl, with nothing. She can't do nothing.
Beating her Charissa. She said, I'm going to ride. She said, I'm going to grab onto this bike like it's the biggest, juiciest dick. And I'm going to ride this motherfucker. I'm going to spit in your mouth. I'm going to show these walls.
Show these walls, right? Yes, marry that. That same energy.
I'm just like living for her. I just think she's a really I don't know. I just like this queen a lot. What do you think of this challenge?
I love this challenge. I would love to do a challenge. You know, I love doing classes at the gym. Like, I love shit like this.
Before we get into it, we should actually talk about, because we're trying to go chronologically. Now they're doing their makeup, and then Victoria Scone is like, I want to talk about you calling me fat.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry, really quick before that. Do you think that it's important to have a group leader in challenges like this? Because you were the group leader for your season 8 one, quite clearly.
For the Oh yeah, we just wrapped down. So this week's challenge is a play. It's a Peloton spoof. They're doing Dragathon. So this is a Peloton spoof where they all get together and they're all drag queen fitness instructors. It's kind of like they did on season three,
the workout one.
Season. Yeah, the workout one. But this one is specifically based on Peloton.
Dragathon.
But yeah, so I mean, this actually kind of is a fun challenge. The rehearsals are. Let's talk about the rehearsal before we get to the makeup moment. So it seems like I think sometimes the editing kind of really like is really leaning into who's struggling, and sometimes it's like I don't think they're really struggling that much because I don't. They're making it seem like Crystal Versace is over here not being able to do one thing over the next one. Same with who's the one. The one that looks like Blue Hydrangea this season.
Oh, Scarlet Harlot.
Scarlet Harlot. What's her name? Ella Day said she's putting one left foot in front of the other left foot. And then I watched it. I was like, they're really not doing that bad.
Yeah, but I mean, someone has to be in the parameters of the show. Someone has to be doing really well and really bad. And I knew from the beginning. I did not know from the beginning, but I felt in my spirit that Crystal was going to do well. And I think Crystal, we'll get there later, but Crystal showed you up because last week you said she would not be funny at all. I just don't see her being funny. And she came this week and was like, really bothered the drag queen? Shablam.
I mean, I don't think she was that funny. Like, she's not going to win a fucking Peabody Award in humor for her work on this episode. I think she was decently fine. You acting like she came in and fucking pulled the humor of the season. She was literally perfectly fine.
It's still early. But how do you think you'll do it in a challenge like this?
I would do well. I mean, I like fitness. Actually, that's not true. I do fitness. I don't particularly love it, but I do it. and I've worked out a lot in my life. I work out like 3-4 times a week right now, and and there's humor involved. So I think I would do pretty well. How about you? You should do your I Feel Skinny series.
Yeah, I have my I Feel Skinny series where I would work out in full drag. Bitch, I did Bikram yoga. That's hot yoga in full drag. I did 305 fitness. I did all these things, which are on my YouTube channel if y'all want to check it out. And I think I would have fun doing this. But here's the thing with challenges like this on Drag Race, though. Like, 50% is knowing the choreo and getting like nailing that. But the other 50%, like Rue says, every fucking season, every episode, make me laugh. Like, the judges want to laugh. So even if you're not the best dancer, even if you don't nail all the steps, if you can make the judges laugh, bitch, you're gold. You're good.
Yeah, I agree. Which is why I think that oh my god, I'm so bad with the names this season. I can't, like, I'm normally so good with names. Kitty's Got Claws, I think, did such a good job on this episode because she was so funny.
My two favorite queens this season are Kitty's Got Claws and Charissa. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of obsessed with Kitty's Got Claws. I love her Kitty's talking heads. Great. I love her.
I agree, and I mean, we'll get to let's talk about the runways in a second, but I'm so glad that she's, I haven't seen the shoulder pads episode. Those shoulder pads were really bumming me out. So let's go to the mirror moments.
The makeup
so
moment,
I sit at the mirror, and then Victoria Scone. Victoria Scone is like, I want to talk about our little moment. And Victoria Scone said, and now back to that bitch that had a lot to say about me
in
the
mini
the other day. Crystal, what's good? Like, she called her, and Crystal was immediately like, you know what? Don't even finish. You right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I have no excuse. My bad.
Absolutely. It was, are you frozen? Is Bob frozen?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, I agree. I wrote down, I was really happy that they did this moment on camera and like for, because had they not had this moment, who knows what it would have exploded into online with fans saying, we fucking hate Crystal. She's fat phobic. She's the dumbest piece of shit. I'm happy that they had like a real moment on TV and show that people can have, you can say something that offends someone, but you can have a healthy conversation and be fruitful and it can be healing and everyone can walk away feeling good about themselves. So I really like that they had this moment on camera.
And it really launched into this greater conversation that everyone in the room had about their bodies. And then we were able to talk about colorism. And we're able to talk about like so many things and eating disorders. And I was like, you know what? Honestly, work. And I love at the end when Victoria said, and it all came from Crystal calling me fat. That shit That shit, I was like, she is not gonna let this bitch live this down. I know.
And I haven't looked online, but I think a reason why we haven't heard about it online a lot so much because people saw them like heal on camera. So I really like that it didn't escalate into something bigger and nasty and like terrible. So it was great. Shall we get into the runways?
We haven't talked about the challenge. We talked about the rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, the challenge. The challenge. Yes, what am I doing?
Which who do you think was like kind of like, oh, this, Mary, you struggling?
Oh, the last group struggled the most. And for two reasons. One, they didn't have a lot, like the other groups had like great lines and dialogue that helped sell the story. This group, yeah. They said like one thing at the beginning and then that was it. And then also, Victoria Scone, I get that her knee is fucked up and whatever. So she did her thing sitting down. I think that kind of fuck them up a little bit. But also, if you are at a disadvantage because of your knee, then that's why it is more reason to add dialogue and to be funnier, to make your character bigger and fiercer.
Yeah. It also, there's just also just seemed shorter. And my whole thing, I was like, listen, I understand, this is not a read to Miss Scone. Let it be known, I am not reading. But if I knew that I couldn't wear heels, I'd be like, I need someone from production to go buy me a cute shoe. Cause I'm not gonna come out here in a sneaker, and like in a pair of New Balances and be like, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know agreed. I mean? Agreed. Which team do you think was the best?
Definitely, the Ride or Dies, the bike. I love the. Oh, actually, no, the ball. What's the bouncy ball team called?
The Ball Busters.
Yeah, yes. The Ball Busters were really, really phenomenal. Loved. I mean, they just killed it. Like
they're really great.
Yeah, all of them. There was nothing to complain about.
They all nailed the choreo, and I love that each of the characters felt fully realized and fully developed, and they all like were their characters the entire time. And I really liked Kitty Scott Claus. I thought her character was so fucking funny. I loved everything she did. I really thought she was gonna win.
Wait, who won again?
Crystal Versace, bitch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Your arch nemesis.
I mean, okay, but that last week you said it was Veronica Green. Now this week is Crystal. who's gonna be our nemesis? I would have given it to Kitty Scott Claus too. I also just really loved, I guess we should go into the looks, right?
Yes, let's go into the looks. So this week, like, what the runway category was?
Red carpet show stopper.
Red carpet show stopper work.
So Charissa May, I love that Charissa May does this graphic pop art drag. I really think that her style is really unique. I think she's a really fierce queen. I like her.
I like Charissa May's too. Her outfit. So she has, it's like a silver one arm, one leg cat suit under, and on top of it is this teal gown with polka dots, and she has this coiffed hair, but on top, but the hair, there's like another piece of hair on top that's making this.
I thought it was a fascinator. Is that made of hair? Or is it a fascinator?
It's made of hair. She made sure that she said it was made of hair.
Oh, work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and it looks like some sort of a graphic design. She probably did. I mean, I think she's some sort of a graphic designer or artist or illustrator or something, because she does a lot of really cool drawings and sculptures and stuff on her in her drag.
I didn't love her makeup, but and I liked the dress. I did not love the silver catsuit underneath. I was like, the silver catsuit underneath was not my favorite. I think it would have been sexy, maybe with Nude Illusion or something else, but it was fine. It was a good look. The silver catsuit kind of threw me off, though.
I didn't hate it. Let's talk about Electra Fence. You know, I gotta say, I really think Electra Fence is, I think she's kind of out of her league at this point. And I think that this, she's wearing like a, it's like a track suit or a trackie if you're from the UK, but a gown. And but it's like a sparkly fabric and with a high bob.
Girl,
a little short hair.
She looks crazy. She walked out and I said, girl, what is this?
Yeah, it's not great. I cannot in good faith say that she looks great. And if I saw this at the red carpet, I'd be like, what in the early 2000s MTV Awards is going on here?
Yeah, she'd give me pink. She'd give me pink when pink was making that transition from her R&B to like rock or pop. She's just, this is Pink circa 2002.
Yeah, when you remember when Pink used to be black? There you bitch. Go. Looking bitch. Bitch. Yeah, because I let you go. And then she turned to light pink.
Bitch, black as hell. I remember when Pink was black as hell.
With a little short hair. I was like, yes. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. So let's go into Vanity Milan. This actually reminds me of an outfit that Kim wore on our red carpet episode. Kimberly Chi on our red carpet ready episode. It was episode 2. Kim Chi wore a dress that looks almost exactly like this.
I don't remember that.
It looks good. It doesn't. There's, you know what I think is stopping it from looking elevated to me? The fact that if the flowers were like dispersed instead of having like a hard line. If the flowers are more like dispersed and trickled out in from this little shape in the middle, I also don't understand the shape in the middle. It's not quite the shape of a body. I'm not sure what the shape is.
I think they were trying to use the flowers. So guys, she's in this pink mesh see-through fabric. And it's embellished with these flowers, a bunch of them at the bottom. Then they start to disperse, but in the middle, the pink flowers are. I think she's trying to silhouette like titties, like trying to silhouette the body with the flowers to make it look.
But it's like a weird shape. The shape is not quite a body. Yeah. It's like it looks like a upside down butt plug.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Which, or does it look like a butt bar, plug?
For Sibling Rivalry and Sibling Watchery, Bob, can I tell them that the idea that Jay said we should do and people can sound off below if they think that we should do it?
Before you do, did you see Kim's dress and you see how similar they were?
Where did Jacob send it?
Jacob put it on the screen. You have to go back to Riverside to see it.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's pretty much, whoa. Yeah, it's just like a darker color.
But with a cape.
And with a cape, yeah, she has the cape on too, which I did love the cape. I think she looks very romantic and very beautiful. I agree with Michelle. The hair could have been bigger to make it look, you know, give her more.
I mean, this outfit is fine. I don't think it's. I wouldn't wear this outfit, and there's something about it I just don't like. I like the idea. I like the concept. I do not like the execution.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
So yeah, you can tell everyone the idea that Jay had.
So our video editor,
we should introduce everyone to Jay to Faye one day. One day we should like, because everyone knows Jacob, no one knows Jay to Faye.
Yeah, we should bring Jay on at some point. But Jay was like, he's like, I have an idea for you and Bob. I was like, what? He was like, do you know those remote butt plugs that you can put it in you and then someone else can control it and vibrate anytime? He's like, you and Bob should put them in for an episode of Sibling Rivalry. And Bob, I called him and told the idea. Bob could not stop laughing.
I mean, it is interesting, and it is certainly out of the box for me. But you know, I'll do a lot to make great content for our patrons. How about that?
Okay, work.
Kitty Scott-Claws looks my really favorite queen. Fucking good. This like she looks amazing, and it's so interesting how much nicer her proportions look when she's not wearing those massive shoulder pads.
Yeah, I think she looks great. I think she looks beautiful. I didn't even know the thing that Michelle said. So she's wearing this pink Marilyn slash who? Somebody. It was just on
my tongue. It's very Marilyn Monroe and Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. It's Marilyn Monroe and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes when she wears the pink outfit. Yes. And also, there have been a lot of nods. Madonna did a nod to this. I mean, Lady Gaga's done a nod to this. Megan Thee Stallion,
Shea Coulee. How you gonna leave Shea Coulee out?
You didn't let me get there. Wait, how you gonna leave Peppermint out? How you gonna leave Peppermint out?
Who's at the Peppermint? Shea Coulee.
But it's really interesting how I don't know. She just looks really great, and you're right. Michelle be like this. Michelle be like, you did have one weird looking bobby pin sticking out the back of your. I saw that bobby pin. So you're garbage, and you deserve to go home this week. You had one. I saw. You know what? There was a thread at the bottom of your outfit, and this is Drag Race.
Bob, I can't like sit down. I'm fucking dead.
This is the Olympics of drag, Michelle. Please.
I know. I think Kitty looked gorgeous. I think she was pretty. Yes, the hair could have been bigger, but I think with everything that she did in the challenge and the runway, she was 1,000% a top contender. She should have won, in my opinion. I think she did a great job this week.
I agree. Okay, let's move on to Crystal Versace. Okay, until Kitty's Got Claws mentioned it, it never occurred to me. Crystal Versace has a very small head. And I could not see it until Kitty said it. I was like, and then when she came out, because his boobs
Veronica
so big.
Said it. Veronica said it.
Oh, was it Veronica? Yeah. She came out with these boobs. And I was like, damn, this bitch's head is like, it's like a pin. Her head looks...
I guess, yeah. Small. Oh, my God. Yeah, but also, but you know, she said that she loves curvy women, and that's what she had in mind. So she obviously wears very... She's a tiny, tiny, tiny person out of drag. So she has on these huge hip pads, these huge, like, fucking triple D breasts. And it's just... The proportions to her head are just wild. Her head is very small.
It doesn't... So, in having a big head, I like... So, sometimes in photos, if you all see the picture of me in that yellow gown that Diego Montoya made me, I actually asked Jake to make my head a little bigger. When your head's a little bigger, it just looks better to me. Not huge, not like a bobblehead, but having like a slightly big head, it kind of makes everything look like teeny weeny. I don't know what it is, but her head... Outside of that, this outfit... this outfit is, she looks good. I mean, this is a leotard with a skirt on it.
But for some reason, I don't know. I think with the hair and the red lip and how she sold it, it just felt more expensive than that. It felt really luxe. And also her fabric choices too. I think mixing it with that velvet or velveteen, actually, it just felt expensive. And that made it like really fierce to me.
But the question is, do you think, and come walk with me on this road here, do you think that sometimes really skinny people just look better in clothes because they're skinny, and our brains are programmed to think they look nicer because they're really skinny? Because this is a leotard with a skirt on it.
I won't say it that. Really, I think is. Eureka. I think Eureka O'Hara is a prime example. Eureka O'Hara, sometimes she wears things that are very simple, but because Eureka is so polished in the way she puts her drag together and how stuff is made for her, it looks expensive and she looks really good. Where Ginger Minj, no shade.
I didn't say exclusively skinny queens, but I think that skinny
I
queens.
I said Ginger Minj and Jacob looked up like. Ginger Minj does wear some stuff that's not great and it doesn't look the best. So when she puts it on, you're like, ooh, girl. But I think. Oh, my God. I love Ginger Minj. Ginger Minj is one of the funniest bitches in the business. She's funnier than you. I'm kidding.
But how do you feel about her clothes? But, so it's like, what color is this? Like, black or gunmetal gray? Or
It's like emerald green.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen, Monet will describe all the colors. I'm not describing any colors at any point during this whole thing. Never again will I describe another color.
Well, you know, Crystal Versace's black, right? Is that...
Anyway, let's move on to River Medway, who, by the way, like, for being called the cheap queen before, she stepped it
turned
up.
It out. She's so good.
She said, bitch, discount who? Bitch, discount who, honey? Who's on a discount,
thing.
Honey?
The gown, the hair, I love the hair. The hair was so fun and flirty. So she's wearing this purple charmeuse with like some other, I don't know what the other thing is. Was it roses? Let me start to zoom in a little bit. But I just think
it looks like there's like ruffles or something. And what's going on is like, so it is a leotard, but then it has this like piece that goes over one titty, clasp on the
over
side,
the shoulder.
And goes down to the bottom like a gown, which is
it's
so
beautiful.
Cute. She kind of looks a little like Courtney Act in this, a little bit. Am I crazy?
Yes, you're crazy. Courtney Act.
Maybe she just has blonde hair, and I'm just seeing a tiny person with blonde hair, and I'm like, Courtney. but yeah, she looks really... This is probably my favorite look of the evening. Like, it looks
for me.
Really fucking good. Like she
and the hair. The hair is so good. I love the hair. She just looks so great, and she's so sweet. And you can tell she really wanted to like step up. After Crystal said that she was the trashiest bitch in the UK, she like came out in this beautiful look and this beautiful hair. I just felt so happy for her because she looks.
Crystal
amazing.
Was like, "Bitch, it looked like someone pulled you out of the fucking River Medway. You raggedy cheap bitch." Let's go on to Veronica Green. Okay, Monet, I have to ask a question,
girl.
Am I crazy?
First of all, this picture and the way she was standing on stage, she looks like a crazy person that got out of an institution.
Wait, the question is, am I crazy or is or are they crazy?
I think they're crazy because I'm on the same page with you, bitch. I didn't get it.
Like, I don't like this hair.
I hated the hair.
I don't like the color on her. I don't like her makeup. I don't understand what's going on.
And the lipstick, Michelle was like, you know, I love when a girl makes a bold lip choice. I was like, what about a wrong lip choice? Do you like that too, Michelle? Because this does not look good. I was like, what is going on? I did not get it. I did not like it. The hair made her, having that brown lip and the brown hair, it just brought everything down. And then again, we've seen the silhouette of this dress. And no shade, but Jada Balenciaga did it 3 seasons ago and she did it way better. You know what I mean? So, and the same color. I mean, if you're going to wear the same silhouette someone did, at least do a different color. Bitch, give us neon future pink or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this is an interesting. Her legs look great.
Oh, yes, they do.
Her legs look really great. Yeah, it's like, so to describe it, what she's wearing is a dress that comes right above the boobs, and there's a gold belt, Monet? Gold?
Yeah, gold belt. Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like a tutu dress, but there's a train in the back, and it has tiers, like one, it's all tulle. The entire skirt of the dress is in tulle, and then there's these
it's lined, so that's nice. It's also lined, which is good.
Yeah, that's what we expect on Drag Race. Yeah, your clothes should be finished on Drag Race.
And then also, you know, for those who still can't get it, it's basically
there should be him everywhere. Everywhere you look, there should be him.
who are not watching, it's literally Jada Essence's haul, her yellow frilly tulle dress from season 12. That's what she's wearing.
Also, if you're not watching, you need to join. Go to the YouTube. It's literally just go to the YouTube. It's free. Like, this is we release the watcheries for free for y'all to watch. I love Charity Case. This is a great queen. I'm calling the top two are going to be Victoria Scone and Charity Case. I'm calling it top three: Victoria Scone, Charity Case, and who's my arch nemesis? Crystal Versace. They're going to be up there together.
I feel like Kitty Scott Claus might make up there a little bit.
I think Kitty's getting the Latrice, the Cracker, the Monet, the Alyssa, like past midway, you know, but not all the way. That's what I see.
But not past midway, but not in the river.
Exactly.
Got it.
So Charity Case is wearing, it looks like she's like a 20s flapper I would say this, when Charity Case gets dressed, there's a lot going. I don't even have the ability to describe everything I'm looking at.
Wait, so I don't get the koi fish. Is she a Pisces or something?
No, I think she's one of those folks who just like makes cookie choices and is like, woo.
Right.
That's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The quirky girl. She's quirky.
But you know what? She doesn't say it, which is nice. Right. And I hear her be like, I'm so kooky. Like, she's not doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And she was gorgeous.
But, she looks good. I mean, the lip is a little wild, but she looks good, though. I bet the girls who do, like, kooky, crazy makeup, whenever they do, like, glam, they always do a crazy lip. Have you noticed this?
Like who?
Like Thorgy or back when Marti Gold Cummins used to do, like, do her bitch, glam.
His lips would be this big.
It is. Have you not noticed that at all? Like, or like, even like Nina Bonina Brown, or like the girls who do like wacky stuff. Whenever they do like their glam moment, they just do the Crystal Method. They just do like everything is like standard, and then just the wackiest lip you've ever seen in your life.
Shall we move on to Miss Ella Vidae?
Ella Vidae, her body looks fucking banging. She looks absolutely stunning. From the top of her, I don't love the humongous necklace. Because once you wear a huge necklace, it just looks like you're wearing a neck brace at a certain point.
Oh, but was she doing it to hide her titty bib?
I know, but they have smaller necklaces that you can hide a titty bib with. And they also have the ones that go up to, like, here.
Like Crystal Versace. You see girls
who wear the titty bibs and
it oh, yeah, like but this. Up here. Well, I remember when they first came on the market, I didn't get it. I was like, wait, where is the titty bib line? And then I found out that they make them to come up to like under your chin. I was like, whoa, game changer.
I'm about to get me a full body one. Like, I'm about to get, down to my fucking ankles.
Wow, that's going to be so hot. That doesn't even sound great. That sounds crazy.
But I'm going to be, girl, when I come out in a bikini, I'm gonna tell them make mine with an ass crack, honey. I want the thong in the ass, honey.
Oh my God, not saying you want a fucking body by Monet. You want a big old Monet ass, Bob.
So what color is this? It's like an orangey yellow. What is this?
It's like a pastel sherbet-y orange.
Jacob, you're the color expert. You went to visual art school. I mean, so she's wearing a gown. Imagine a mermaid gown that goes, that has like a bit of a sweetheart shape, but a deep V in it. And then on the back, there is a train attached to the back of the gown. She's wearing brown hair that is kind of like Marcel
Auburn.
Is it Auburn? Oh, like a brownish red hair that's kind of like wavy from side to side. And I mean, when I went to a neck brace of a necklace. I mean,
it's not that serious, Bob. Jesus Christ.
Money, this necklace goes literally, it covers literally every part of her neck. You literally can't see any of her neck. And I'm not exaggerating.
You're so ridiculous. And also, what I didn't like was, how you gonna have a titty bib on, you can see the titty bib out the sides? Like, girl, we can see the titty bib.
Drag her. Anyway. Let's go into Scarlet Harlot.
Girl.
Scarlet Harlot, what color is this?
This is like a red, like a crimson.
Okay, she has red hair. I mean, her makeup looks good. And this is a big necklace I can get behind because you can still see her neck. It's like big on her décolletage. It's big on her collarbones. But I mean, this dress is like, this looks like something that Tilda Swinton would have worn to a premiere in the 90s.
Yeah, something about it is not like, she's this like young kid and she just looks like an old lady here. Maybe it's the makeup. I don't know. Something isn't matching up. It's just not giving me the ooh, ah, ah sensation.
Yeah, I'm not getting it from her either. And which, I mean, you know, Scarlett Harlow's one of the queen who, like, I don't have a strong, strong opinion about her. Like, I like her. She seems nice. Her floating head seemed cool. Her talking head seemed cool. But she's, I don't think, maybe I'm just not, she's not struck a chord with me yet. But she seems really cool, though.
Yeah, she's funny. She seems cool. But her drag I don't look at her drag and I'm like, oh my God, I love it so much. Like I'm fawning over some of the other ones, like Kitty, like Crystal, like River. Her drag is not. How long has she been doing drag? Do we know?
I'm not sure. But I will say this. I will say this. Scarlet Harlot genuinely is one of the folks who just seems happy to be there. She's just like, I'm just happy to be here.
Very that, for sure.
Let's go on Victoria Scone. This is not my favorite this makeup.
I hate this makeup. I hate the hair. The gown is not great. Especially coming from week one where she gave us such a strong presentation where everyone was like, oh
three
my God.
Amazing looks. Three great looks in episode one. Like she really showed out in episode one. And this one, like her entrance look and everything was just so elevated. I'm not obsessed with this, with the silhouette. The top looks kind of like just like a tank top.
Yeah, is it two separate pieces?
No, it's not. But yeah, I do not love this dress on Miss Scone.
Yeah, and if you're gonna wear a big chunky necklace like that, bitch, you put your hair up because now you have this big necklace and your hair is here too. It makes you look very like stodgy, as they say in the UK. And then also, bitch, they have PAs on set. Run a steamer on your dress, Mary, not the wrinkles. It's the wrinkles for me.
Can you describe the dress, Mona?
Oh, this is a red kind of mermaid shape. Just a red gown, sleeveless. And it has beading work on like the top, like heavy beading work from like the waist, from like the hips up. And
the top it's, like, two-thirds.
Yeah, the top two-thirds. It's like really nice not really nice, but it has beading work on it. And
not really nice. It's not a mermaid. It's more of a gown with godets on the side, and it is a trumpet. I call this a tank gown because the top like this. What I'm wearing right now, like the top looks like this.
Uh huh. Do you want to stand up so we can see the whole thing?
I went to use the restroom, so I got my fucking gym shorts on underneath. And I was trying to pull the dress up over my ass, and I was scratching myself up because I made this dress, and I didn't line it. So you know when you make a dress and the lining is just scratching, exfoliating the fuck out of you?
Yes, for sure.
So let's go on to what they would have worn, a little section where we get to see what girls would have worn who have been eliminated. Because, you know, now girls take pictures of their outfits they would have worn, which makes sense, by the way. Like get some mileage out of that mug.
Absolutely. And this is what Anubis would have worn. This
not mixed up with girls from last season.
I think the hair is really cool. The gown, I think the gown's probably cute.
Oh, it's an too. A. It's an A. I see.
Yeah. So, but this seems like a lot of look. It's very gothic.
The top looks like it is velvet, and the bottom is tulle, and it's just a ball gown with a tank dress, a tank top, and long evening gloves. I don't love that look. Like, I'm not really super featuring it to be HS.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, what is the storyline? Why is the blood dripping from her eyes and her head and her lips? Like what is the story here?
It's interesting because she kept being like, I'm a camp comedy queen, but she seems kind of like a gore, spooky queen, Anubis.
Yeah, I don't really get it. But she's very hot out of drag, bitch. She posted a picture on Instagram the other day. I saw it on Twitter. Someone shared it on Twitter, and I was like, oh my God, he's hot.
What is it? Send it to me.
I'll send it to you after this.
So, stay focused. My favorite look of the week was hands down River Medway. Oh, this
one, Bob. Look, Jacob brought it up. But there was another one where he was like sitting down somewhere. Look how cute he is.
Very cute.
Those blue eyes, girl. Okay, who is your strongest? Who is your weakest look?
My favorite look of the week was River Medway. Like, River just looks so good. I just love this look. I would wear this. I would.
Yeah.
If I saw someone in and out in the street, I'd be like, girl, you just fucking turned this. Yeah. Like, you better work. Who is your favorite look?
My favorite look is a tie between River and Kitty Scott Claus. And I'm going to go with Kitty Scott Claus because I just was so impressed by them the whole week. So I'm going for Kitty Scott Claus for my favorite look this week.
And I think we can both say our least favorite on the count of three. I think we both have the same person. One, two, three, Electra Fence.
Michelle.
Yeah, it was
Michelle. No, not Electra Fence. Well, I'm kind of tied between Veronica Green and Electra Fence. Like, at least Electra Fence had a point of view. She's like, I'm going for this weird. No, you're right. Electra Fence, trash. Trash.
Yeah, it's not great. And I agree with Michelle. Michelle, like, she's already 5'2", and she looks like, I mean.
Thumbelina girl.
She looks like the knee-high private eye. Like, she looks so tiny.
Inch-high private eye, Bob.
Oh, my bad. So they go on to, so we find out the winner of this week's challenge is Crystal Versace. Two in
Crystal
a row.
Versace, off girl.
The bat, right out the gate. I wouldn't have personally given her this win. I would have put her in the top, for sure. I would have put her in the top, but I wouldn't have given her the win.
Yeah, I agree. I would not. I agree with that. She was top, not the winner. It should have been Kitty Scott Claus, but it is what it is. And
I feel like they're setting her up to really knock her down. I feel like they are setting Crystal up to fucking send her packing. I just feel it in my heart of hearts that it's about to be like week after week after week of like killing it and crushing it and killing it, and then she's gonna have like a stank ass week. And they're going to fucking... That's what I feel.
No, isn't that what happened to Lawrence Chaney? Lawrence Chaney was bad at the beginning, and then... Oh, she was really good at the beginning, and then Bimini was good at the end, right?
Yeah, except Lawrence won.
Yeah, I'm saying, we're not even there yet. I'm saying Crystal may be really strong at the beginning and just float for the rest of it. You don't know.
No, possible. You're right. I have no clue. This is just literally me making assumptions. This is based on nothing besides my thought process. But I just, based off of the way Drag Race does stuff, they like to, like, a girl really nails it, like, 3 weeks in a row. And they're like, you can go home now. Thank you for the TV.
Yeah, that was like me in season 10. Like, I was, like, fucking nailing it.
All right, so we're going to move on to the lip sync.
The lip sync. So the bottom two this week were Vanity Milan and also Electra Fence. Do you agree with the bottom two?
Vanity Milan, Electra Fence. I'm going to say, yes, I do agree with the top two, or the bottom two. And as soon as they started lip syncing, actually, I don't know. Charity Case wasn't great this week. Charity Case did not have a great week, in my opinion, actually.
But Runway, though. Runway, I think the Runway may have saved her.
Yeah, I mean, I thought her runway was fine. Like, I don't remember being like, girl, you better, I was like, oh, this is fine.
It's better than Electra's and Vanity's.
That is true. But I think that Vanity did better in the challenge than Charity did. And now I see why RuPaul has a hard time with the name. This is getting too much. I see, but because like Miss Thing was like really losing it there, but I do love that she stepped out of her box to do this. Yeah. She has a pretty eclectic drag style, but I don't completely disagree with the bottom two. And as soon as they had these two lined up, I was like, it's a wrap for Electra Fitz. Even though I knew Electra Fitz is one of the folks who like does like splits and dips, but in really weird places.
Yeah, because she's like, I want to do all the things. I was like, when she does the thing where she does split and hops right back up. She did like three times in a row. Then she like back rolled and stood up like four times in a row. I was like, is this bitch's body made out of adamantium? It was like crazy.
She stretched Armstrong. It was crazy. She jumps, turns, splits, bounce off the ground, lands on her feet, and I was like, this is wild.
Then she started breakdancing. I was like, what the fuck is the place? I was like, what is going on?
This is all very impressive. I don't know that it matches this song.
It was a lot. I was like, this is crazy. The fucking breakdancing set me. I was like, we need to take that breakdancing and Veronica Green's cotton picking dress, and we have just all the, it's just the black girl magic on RuPaul's dress.
Not the cotton picking dress. I've dressed up as a ball of cotton because I know that a lot of Americans are watching this and I want them to be uncomfortable. So I've chosen to dress up as American chattel slavery as my representation of my own town.
Imagine.
Dress up.
So
they lip sync against each other and, oh my God, these names.
Vanity Milan wins the lip sync and Electra Fence gets
Vanity Milan sends Electra Fence home.
Yeah.
And I think, Jacob, do you remember who I predicted would go home? Yeah,
Electra Fence. Uh-huh.
Yep. There it is. I mean.
I will say, and I know that now everyone, when they leave, they want to give this like really uplifting message. But I like when an uplifting message feels sporadic. I'm not sporadic. That feels, what's the word I'm looking for? Like spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
And then she was like, listen, all the years.
That's sporadic. That's sporadic.
No. once in a while.
Guys.
No. That's erratic. Sporadic is once in a while. Boo.
Oh, you know what? Touche. You know what? That was Jacob. Very, very, you know, I feel exuberated from my lack of knowledge.
Exuberated! but yeah, so Electra Fence, she gave some really, honestly, the breakdancing was her greatest contribution to the season, and I'm grateful that she did it. And you're happy I saw it, and it was her time to go.
What was her message when she left? Did she say something like?
It was great. It was a great message. It just felt. It was like she was like you. She was, to me, it felt like she was in the thing. She was like, I know I'm going home, so let me like prepare my speech. It was like, to all of you out there, just know that you can do whatever you want to do, and to all the bullies who said that you can't do it, just know that you fucking can. All right, love and peace. It was very. I was like, this is very.
She's not from East London, one night. You make it like she's from. Right, love, yeah, bruv, right there. Make sure you fucking do what you fucking want to say you want to do. Anyone says you can't do it, they're fucking lying. They're bastards. Believe in yourself and have a good day.
Do you know what gags me in the UK, Bob? Postcodes. Like, why can't we have postcodes in America?
We have area codes and zip codes.
Yeah, but the area codes aren't the same. Like, for example, my old area code and thing was 10030. That was like for like a huge, like in the UK, you give someone a postcode, the postcode is directly to your house. It's like 21NE52. Like that is like the, like that postcode is signature to your home. It'll take you right to your home.
Well, you have a home address.
Yeah, but they have home addresses too. They have like 125 Nottingham Way, Birmingham, UK, postcode 21NE4. But you don't even need the full address. You just put the postcode in, and it goes right to your house.
I don't know why, Monet. I don't work for the United States Postal Services, and I don't know why we don't have postcodes. We have home addresses, unit numbers. Bear in mind that I think the UK has like 20 million people in it, I think. And America has like 333 million people. Over a quarter of a million people.
The numbers are infinite. If everyone can have a social security number, every home can have a postcode.
We also know how long your social security number is. For example, what's your social security number, Monet?
I swear to God, in the moment, I was literally about to say, what a stupid bitch I am.
Go ahead, Monet. What's your mother's maiden name? And what's the name of the first street you lived on?
When you grew up, did your mom do the thing where, like, when you get bills, like, you, like, rip your name off and you throw that information away? Like, you don't just crumple in the garbage?
No, we would just mark it with a marker.
But you can see through a marker.
I mean, well, here I am, 35 years old, never got found. I mean, it works, Monet. Sorry that we weren't as paranoid as you. I didn't live in a mansion in St. Lucia, so I didn't have people trying to hunt me down and find me in the woods. No one was gonna hold me for ransom. Okay, can I read one of the funniest comments on your TikTok, we will wrap up with this. This shit, I was dying.
What TikTok? Which one?
Monet posted a TikTok with that, all right, Batman, we'll take it from here. And it says, when your mom doesn't care that you have like one of the most successful podcasts in the world, and it's Monet being like, Mommy, I can't talk to you right now. I'm doing a podcast. She goes, I don't care. Call me back. And then someone named Bald-Headed Pussinen said, girl, she's trying to tell you that your maid fell from the chandelier hanging in the ballroom of your house.
You also didn't respond to the other TikTok. Bob posted the TikTok, everyone reacting to this guy seeing this girl seeing her brother for the first time, and all the guys react. And then so I reacted to Bob's, and it's me, the holding pants. I just give Bob a kiss on the lips.
I have a TikTok planned for it. I have to be in drag for it.
Got it. Okay, Jacob has wrapped this 18 times.
I'm in drag now, so I'll do it now. All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us for Sibling Watchery. If you want to see the full unedited version, you can go to patreon.com/siblingrivalrypodcast. We are always happy to welcome new people to join us over on the Patreon and have fun with us. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll see you all next time.
Yes, we shall. And when Bob goes away for surgery, I will consider maybe having Thorgy on here. I will consider it. Okay?
Thorgy's your tea of coffee. I think my Chipotle's been waiting outside the door this entire time, so I'm gonna go get it. Bye, everybody.
All right, I love you very much. Bye.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.